too young.
I've got shoes older than that guy.
Now that is the guy for Kate.
If only you were gay.
Dependable, successful, attractive, sensual, secure.
Too bad he's married.
Too smart for his own good. Probably quotes Proust.
Probably wears socks to bed. There's got to be one good guy left in New York City.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Hey, chicky. Hey, baby. Hey, chicky, baby. Give us a kiss.
Coming. It's almost finished.
Great. Okay, here are the buttons.
Great, what should we write on them?
How about Emma McArdle for junior class president?
On this little button?
On these 400 little buttons.
Okay, then how about go Emma?
Short and to the point. Try not to get paint on the floor, okay, guys?
Got a sponge?
Well, I wonder what Nancy Reagan's floor looked like.
Okay, I'm ready. Mom, you didn't have to change your clothes.
Hey, politics is dirty business. What do you want me to do? Chair an executive committee, write speeches, plan the inaugural ball?
The dirty jobs, huh?
Like, go Emma on this.
Maybe I'd do better on the poster committee. That was really more my expertise in the area of campus politics.
Mom, this isn't a protest. It's an election.
I can work within the system, too. Emma, I'm really proud of you taking an interest in politics. You too, Jan.
I'm not all that interested.
Well, then why'd you bother to run in the primary?
Good question, considering nobody bothered to vote for me.
I only beat you by 61 votes.
57.
You forget, 4 kids were absent.
Jenny, don't feel bad you're in the runner-up category. I've been in that category all my life. If you recall, you got the lead in the school play last year, and Emma had to be the good loser.
You're right. Go, Emma.
All right.
Go quietly. Anybody want a campaign cookie?
Eat. I bake 400 cookies, and they don't even bother to pass them out.
I'm sorry, Allie, but Helen Miller brought in chocolate truffles. It would have made us look bad.
Not as bad as you're going to look after eating 400 cookies.
What are the burning social issues this campaign?
Getting uniforms for the basketball team.
Right. Yeah, tough sport to play naked.
As long as you're passing out political favors, I want a column in the school paper.
Do you believe what we're hearing?
You know what they say. Corruption begins at home.
Ends in Washington.
All right. Poster's done.
Great. Let's see it. Ta-da!
Guys, dilemma is spelled with an I.
Yeah, well, it's only just one letter. We can just cross it out and...
We can just do it over.
You'd make a great president.
Yeah. What presidents do, anyway?
Take naps and dye their hair.
Will you hurry up?
It never fails. Whenever you break up with a plumber, your pipes clog.
Hi, can I interest anybody in a button? Cheap.
You have some left?
A few.
How many is a few?
378.
What, I nearly crippled my right hand and you only gave out 20 buttons?
22, who's counting?
You'll never believe this. We got to school and everyone was wearing Bruce Springsteen buttons.
I didn't know he was running.
He isn't. Underneath his picture it said, vote for Helen.
Yeah, so no one wanted my buttons. Everyone wanted Bruce.
Oh, put them with the cookies. We'll eat them later.
Can't believe this. I mean, every time we think of a good campaign stunt, Helen Miller beats us to it.
Yeah, and she's rich, too, so she does it better than we could anyway.
There, I fixed it.
I have an idea for you.
Is it cheap?
Does it require paint or leftovers?
No, and it's free.
That's cheap enough.
You know the Hands Across America campaign against hunger? You could do a Hands Across the School. No, find something you don't like and then get rid of it.
Cafeteria's mashed potatoes.
I'm talking about a real burning social issue.
The cafeteria's mashed potatoes.
Hi, guys.
Jeff, what's that on your jacket?
Hey, I crossed off the part about Helen.
That's not the point.
Look, forget about the buttons. Rick and I have been working on a new campaign video that'll blow them away.
Campaign video? Whatever happened to that old time-honored tradition giving a speech at the pep rally? I'll get my shawl.
Well, they show the videos at lunch in the cafeteria.
With the mashed potatoes?
Jeff, I can't do this.
But you need an image.
Yes, but not this image.
Look, will you just try it once and let us be the judge? And be sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think Madonna.
Or Pat Benatar.
Or Margaret Thatcher.
Hi, party animals.
I'm Emma McCardle, and I'm a girl who just wants to have fun. So, if you want carnivals instead of calculus and fiestas instead of finals, then remember, the M in Emma stands for Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Well, you got my vote.
Now, imagine that with, like, some hot music in the background and maybe some smoke effects.
You want a smoke effect? Burn that speech.
He's right, Jeff. Let's go upstairs and think of something else.
I was afraid you'd say that.
I was afraid she wouldn't. Ooh, what's for dinner?
Corned beef hash.
Oh.
What's the matter with corned beef hash?
Nothing. I just try to avoid foods that look like they've already been chewed.
Okay, you guys, we got it.
You finished your speech?
Yeah. Come and sit down. We'll do it for you.
We'll?
Yeah, we do backup.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Chip. Hi, Eddie. Listen to this.
Okay. You ready? Mm-hmm. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Our school is tops, but we could do more.
More, more.
Our teams could win if they could just score.
Score, score.
I've got a lot of spirit.
When she's president, you'll hear it.
That's why I want to be
the leader of the class.
They're weird, but they're not dangerous.
Glad you like it.
I think it's terrific.
Yeah, but don't you think you ought to mention something about why you're running or why you want to be president?
No, that's boring. Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, they just want to see a hot video.
Too bad Geraldine Ferraro couldn't sing.
This is going to be great.
Guys, you look terrific. Wow. Whoa, Helen, that was terrific.
Thanks, Michael. Do you think we should try it again?
No. No, we don't want it to look too rehearsed. Besides, I have to get back to class now.
Okay.
Hi, Em. You're up next.
I thought we were up first. Well, I called Michael last night and asked if Helen could go first because I couldn't get out of bio. Come on, Helen. Let's go.
Bye, Emma.
Bye, Helen.
So, you guys ready?
Yeah. What was Helen's video like?
It was really cool. You know the song Leader of the Pack?
She sang Leader of the Pack?
Yeah, only she made up her own words. Are you going to be using any visual effects like smoke, lasers, a padded bra?
No.
Nothing? Guy Bertuzzi used an aerial view of the Earth, and he's just running for sophomore treasurer.
Did he leave it here? I'd like it to open up and swallow me.
Do I look like Steven Spielberg?
No, you look more like E.T.
Ready, Em?
No, but go ahead. What are we going to do?
Rolling.
Hi, party animals. I'm Emma McCardle, and I'm a girl who just wants to have fun.
Don't worry, guys. It's going to be great. We'll see you later, okay?
Bye. The M in Emma no longer stands for Mardi Gras. It stands for murder. I'm going to kill Helen.
You're right. There's no way that could have been a coincidence.
First our cookies, then our buttons, then our song.
What I want to know is how they're finding out we're about to steal them.
Simple. We have a spy on our team.
You're right. Which one, Rick or Jeff?
Well, it couldn't be Jeff.
Why not?
Because he likes me.
Well, it couldn't be Rick.
Why not?
Because I like him.
It doesn't work that way.
I know, but I was hoping.
Anyway, we'll grill them both at lunch. I'm late for trig.
Oh, no, they're showing the videos at lunch, remember?
Oh, no, I'm never going to be able to show my face in the cafeteria again. Will you go for me and see if they throw food at the screen?
Sure.
Bye. Bye.
Mindy. Michael said Helen's video was really good.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder where you got the idea of leader of the pack. Or should I say from who?
It was Helen's idea.
Mindy, join me in here. I think we have to talk.
I can't. I'm late for class.
You can be late or you can never arrive.
Okay. Let's talk.
You know, stealing Emma's ideas from Jeff was really a rotten thing to do.
It wasn't Jeff. It was...
Rick. Darn it. Why couldn't Helen think of her own ideas? She too rich or too lazy?
Don't say that.
Why? Mindy, the girl is a total airbag, and I tell her so, only I think Emma should have the pleasure.
Look, leave Helen out of it, okay? Rick stole those ideas from me. Helen thinks they were mine.
Ah, you're so full of it, Mindy.
I'm telling you the truth. Helen is my best friend. I'd do anything to get her elected.
So? Emma's my best friend, but I wouldn't do a sleazy stunt like you did with Rick.
Jenny, you don't understand.
What?
Look, if I tell you something, you swear not to tell anyone, not even Emma.
What is it?
You have to swear.
Okay, I swear.
Helen is sick.
Sick?
She has leukemia.
Leukemia?
Yeah. She doesn't want anyone to know it. I know what I did was wrong, but this might be her last chance. Now, do you understand?
Hi.
Hi.
Jenny!
She's not home yet.
Jenny!
She's not home yet.
Where's Jenny?
Jenny! Not home yet.
Well, where is she? I've got great news.
What?
Remember the speech I was supposed to make?
More, score, score, that one?
Yeah, well, I didn't make it.
Why not?
Because Helen Miller did it first.
The same song?
The same song, the same words, everything.
How can she do that?
Simple, she stole it.
Why is this person smiling?
Because it's so great. I had to do the video the guys wrote, you know, the M&M stands for Mardi Gras.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and everybody loved it. They hated Helen's video, that is my video, but they love my video, the guys' video. Everyone wants a party present.
Why not? This is America.
I've got to go plan some speeches and rallies. I can't believe it. Class president.
The M&M stands for Mardi Gras and the J in junior class stands for jerk. Hi. Hi, your president's looking for you.
Where is she?
Upstairs in party headquarters. Did you hear about the video?
Yeah, everybody loved it.
Yeah, isn't that terrific?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Aren't you happy for Emma?
Yeah.
I hope so. Is there a revolving door out there?
What door, door, door?
Stop stuttering and I'll tell you some good news.
What?
Your daughter is a shoo-in for president.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I knew it. She's got that old do-gooder spirit out to fight injustice and forge a better world.
Yeah, better sock hop, better toilet paper decorations for the gym.
What?
They voted for the M and Emma stands for Mardi Gras.
She made that speech?
She made that speech.
And they bought it?
Oh, they ate it up.
Well, first you have to get their attention, and then you change the world. I just don't know what I'm going to wear to the inauguration.
About a presidential costume party the night before the election. We could decorate the gym in red, white, and blue streamers. Or if that's too expensive, we could just use toilet paper and red and blue bows. What about something more unusual? What do you think about a scavenger hunt?
I don't care.
Well, come on. This is important.
I'm no good at this.
Well, think.
I'm thinking. It just seems so silly.
Well, what is silly about it?
You putting all this importance on a school election.
Where are you going?
Downstairs.
But this is important.
Emma, I wish you'd stop saying that. It's not important. It's not the least bit important.
Oh, and I suppose it would be important if you were running for president?
That's a lousy thing to say.
Yeah, well, it's a lousy thing to have to say.
Emma, I'm not jealous of you.
Well, then what is the matter?
I don't care. Think what you want to think.
Fine, that's exactly what I will think.
Fine, think it.
Fine, I will.
What was that all about?
Nothing. I just don't feel like making a list for a stupid scavenger hunt.
Why not? I thought you guys love parties.
Well, I don't love this one.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, Mom, please, don't old Jenny me. I know exactly what it means. Oh, Jenny, I thought you were a better sport than that. Oh, Jenny, I'm really disappointed in you. You know, nobody in this house gives me any credit at all.
Wait a minute, I haven't said anything yet.
Do you have an old Jenny for me, too?
Yeah, old Jenny, what's going on?
I don't want to work on the election.
Why not?
I have my reasons, and none of them is jealousy.
Hey, I know that.
I know that, too. A little late, perhaps, but I know it.
Something totally different.
What?
I promised I wouldn't tell.
Not even us?
Not even anybody.
But if you have a problem...
Mom, trust me, telling you wouldn't make a difference. It's something I have to keep to myself.
I respect that.
You do?
I'm satisfied.
I'm curious, but I'm satisfied.
Oh, me too. I guess there's a lot of good reasons why you wouldn't want to campaign for your very best friend. Maybe Emma did something?
Emma didn't do anything.
Did you do something?
I didn't do anything either.
Maybe somebody's intimidating you.
Bribing you?
Blackmailing you?
Threatening you.
You guys are never going to quit, are you?
Okay, I quit.
Me too.
Helen Miller do something?
If I do tell you guys, you have to swear to keep your promise better than I did.
I swear.
Me too.
It has to remain only between the three of us.
I swear.
Me too.
See, Helen Miller, she has leukemia.
Oh, my God. No.
And I can't tell Emma, and now she'll probably never talk to me again. You don't have to tell me anything. You can kick me for what I said if you want. I don't want to. I can't believe it. I mean, Helen's just our age.
I know. It's so unfair.
Life isn't fair. You have to play the cards you're dealt.
Just pray you're dealt good cards.
I wish I could do something for her.
Yeah, well, there's something I can do.
What?
Dropping out of the election. At least that way she can be president.
Anybody home?
Coming! Did you get them?
5 tickets to Cats. Do you know what this evening is going to cost us?
What does it matter? Emma deserves it.
I know. I'm so proud of my kid.
I have been a good influence on her, haven't I?
Girls, come down here!
Yeah, but I get to tell them when they come down.
Why?
Because I stood in line for the tickets. So how'd it go at school today?
Fine. I told them I couldn't campaign because I had to get a part-time job to help support the family.
You told them what?
Yeah, and I told them I already had one.
Remind me not to wear my pearls to the next PTA meeting.
How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Well, doing an unselfish act is sort of like opening a secret bank account. You can always draw on it whenever you want to feel good about yourself.
Enough philosophy. Get dressed.
Why?
Well, we're going to a Japanese restaurant, and then we're going to go see Cats.
Really? What for?
To celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Something much more important than running for class president. Get dressed.
Okay.
Nice kids.
Yeah, healthy, too. Get dressed.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, is Emma home?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
I'm Helen Miller.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Emma's mother.
I'm Jenny's mother.
Hi.
You want me to call her?
I sort of need to talk to her alone, if that's okay.
Sure, she's right upstairs, first door on the left.
Thanks.
If you want to wear your green, then I'll wear my blue. But if you want to wear your blue, I'll wear my maroon.
I think I want to wear my red.
You can't, then we'll clash.
Who is it?
Hi.
Helen.
I came over to talk to you about the election.
Yeah, but I dropped out.
I know. I just wondered if Mindy had anything to do with your decision.
Mindy?
No. I had to get a job.
Yeah, me too. My mom doesn't work and her mom just got fired.
Yeah, and they raised the rent.
And my brother needs orthodontia.
Oh, okay. I just had to be sure because I found out Mindy's been lying to people to get their votes. She'd been told one of the cheerleaders that I had leukemia so she'd get all her friends to vote for me.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
You mean she made the whole thing up?
Mm-hmm. She thought I'd get the sympathy vote or something.
Helen, that's what Mindy told me.
And that's why you dropped out?
Yes, I can't believe she just lied like that.
How come you lied about needing a job?
Well, because I didn't think you want me to let you win just because you were sick.
You're right. If I don't beat you fair and square, it won't mean anything.
What do you mean it won't mean anything? Was what Mindy said true? Was it?
Yes.
I'm really sorry.
Me too.
I don't know what to say.
No one does. When people know you're sick, they act all quiet and embarrassed around you. That's why I don't want anyone at school to know. You won't tell anybody, will you?
No, I promise. Does it hurt?
Sometimes. The chemotherapy makes me feel pretty sick, and I've lost some hair. Hey, if I don't win junior class president, maybe I can enter a Telly Savalas look-alike contest. It's okay to laugh.
How can you joke about it?
It takes the pressure off. Besides, I'm getting awfully tired of being treated like Camille. Mindy, my mother, my teachers. All that special treatment just keeps reminding me of it. I need some time off, some people to joke around with. That way, at least part of my life's the way it used to be.
Oh.
You see, that's what I mean. I'm tired of people staring at the floor when I'm around. Look, will you run against me? I really want you to.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, I hate to leave when the fun's just starting.
But I'll see you guys.
Helen?
Yeah?
Not only will I run, but I'll beat the pants off you.
You think so?
Yeah. The M&M stands for Madame President.
Or maybe next year.
Says you.
Care to make a side bet?
Sure. What do you want to bet?
How about a wig? I'm going to need one.
Oh, I saw a great punk wig. Green and purple.
My mother'd have a fit.
Oh, where'd you get those Springsteen buttons? Yeah, do you have any left?
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, how you doing? Enjoying the party?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice talking to you guys.
What this party needs is a keg. Milk.
What are those?
Chocolate chip cookies for the contest.
What contest?
Whoever eats the most chocolate chip cookies gets... It's a surprise.
Whoever eats the most chocolate chip cookies gets what?
Nauseous. What's the matter?
I don't know. She looks kind of down. I'm going to talk to her.
Hi there. I'm making a documentary on the making of a president. Just say whatever comes to your mind.
Hi, party animals.
Big party, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to feel badly just because you won. Winning isn't everything, right?
Yeah, I know. Just keep wondering what Helen's doing now.
Wonder no more. Look who just came in.
What?
Look.
Hi, I came over to congratulate the winner.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind my coming over.
No, not at all. I'm just...
Sorry you won.
Yeah.
Don't be. I'm not. Besides, you didn't win by that much.
Yeah, you almost won. I know a lot of people have voted for you.
I bet you two voted for me. Look, what I really came over to do was thank you. All I wanted was a chance to run against you fair and square, and you gave me that. I kind of feel like this is my victory party, too.
Really?
Yeah. Can I ask you one more favor?
Sure, what?
Can I ask Jeff out?
No way!
I didn't think so, but it was worth a shot.
Do presidents dance?
Sure. Dance, sing, tell jokes.
Listen to that sound.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, you get a bunch of healthy teenagers together and... Ellie, did you ever think about how you'd feel if some...
Don't even say it.
Yeah.
They're all so vulnerable.
I guess you just take it one day at a time.
Raise them the best you can and let them know you love them.
Chip, will you knock it off? Come here and give me a hug.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.